A witch sweeping the crossroads with a broom which explodes like gunfire when burnt. That's what I've got for you this week. Now, witchcraft is a complicated thing to talk about here in the Isle of Man. People are quick to assume that when we say witch, we mean someone with a pointy hat, flying around on a broomstick, and in league with the devil. But actually, the Manx traditionally didn't think in these ways. What suspicious outsiders might have called witchcraft was actually something done, more or less, by every Manx person. Sweeping the crossroads, putting up a crosh kern, saying a charm, things we do for luck, and many of us still do, thankfully. We all have the possibility of influencing our luck, so we'd be fools not to. But problems can happen when someone pushes it too far and begins to try to take the luck or prosperity from others as their own. And here we meet our tale, noted down in the north of the Isle of Man in the 1880s or 90s. It was published by a visitor, John Rees, and it blurs the line between the Manx and the outsider understanding of witchcraft, I think. And it goes like this. A middle-aged man from the parish of Andrus related to me how he came three or four times across a woman reputed to be a witch, carrying on her evil practices at the junction of crossroads or the meeting of three boundaries. This happened once very early on Old May morning, the 12th of May, and afterwards he met her several times as he was returning home from visiting his sweetheart. He warned her that if he found her again, that he would kick her. Well, after a while, he did surprise her again at work at the four crossroads near to Regaby. She had a circle, he said, as large as that made by horses in threshing, swept clean around her. He kicked her and took away her besom, or broom, which he hid till the middle of the day. Then he made the farm boys fetch some dry gorse, and he put the besom on the top of it. Thereupon, fire was set to the gorse, and wonderful to relate, the besom, as it burned, crackled and made reports like guns going off. In fact, the noise could be heard from Andrus Church, that is to say, miles away. The besom had on it 17 sorts of knots, he said, and he added that she did not long survive her besom. The man who related this to me is hale and strong, living now in the parish of Michael, and not in that of Andrus, where he was born.